Art, what brought this on?
The United States Olympic Committee is desperate for bid cities. They sent out a letter to the 35 largest markets about a month ago saying that they are soliciting bids for the 2024 Games, and this offer is an expression of interest, not a commitment to be a bid city. The problem is that taxpayers get very upset when they hear something about a big spend. There's no public money involved in this level, and there has to be information shared with the half a dozen or three cities that eventually step forward. And I believe that's all going to be funded privately through the Seattle Sports Commission, which is a private nonprofit that is funded by the tourism industry. So the expense to the city right now is negligible. The timeline involved is that this is 11 years out, and you need that kind of preparation if you are going to be a U.S. bid city, because New York bid for the 2012 Games in 2005 and was beaten out by London. Chicago bid for the 2016 Games and was beaten out by Rio. Both cities felt burned in the process because they had to spend up to $10 million in what amounts to pre-development costs just to be a bid city. You know, that's the way it always was when cities were flush with tax money. Can't do that now. And the USOC is trying to make sure that no public money gets spent by municipalities by doing a more gradual inquiry to find the handful of cities that might want to pursue this kind of investment by 2024.
Well, Seattle made a bid similar to this in 1996. What happened there?
Well, the host committee was developed of downtown business leaders and tourism industry officials, and they put together a bid, spent some money, and the city council voted 8-1 against.
So what's different now? I mean, there have been a lot of changes and improvements in the area.
Right. Well, back in 96, I didn't think Seattle would be ready to host, which was a bid for the 2012 Games that went to London, because we had the Kingdom. We didn't have a football stadium. We didn't have a baseball stadium. We didn't have a remodeled Husky Stadium. And we didn't have an arena, at least a top grade one, that we may have very, very soon in the SoTo District. And the important thing is mass transportation 11 years from now figures to be a mature, growing enterprise that could manage the huge impacts of hosting an Olympics Games.
I'm very interested in your perspective on this because you're a veteran of Olympics reporting. You've seen where it's worked and, more importantly, where it's not worked.
Well, what happens is that all development, all policy, all urban planning is seen through the prism of an Olympics Games. And that can be good and bad because there may be transportation projects in a city hosting an Olympics that would never get done unless they had the urgency forced upon them by the Olympics. On the other hand, social programs get pushed to the side. So that's the kind of civic push-pull that goes on when you're going to be host to the world and you know it 7 years ahead of time. And my hope would be that Seattle by then might have evolved into a mature city, and this may be an opportunity worth exploring, at least as long as it doesn't involve public tax dollars until a point at which it really becomes an obvious thing for most people in the community that this would be a good idea.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.